Hello, it is Dallas here, and the book I wanted to talk about today was Scythe. I wanted to talk about Scythe because it was one of my highest rated books. I thought it was a really interesting concept, and I really liked the ideas and ideals in the book. So basically, what it's about is like these two people, Sut and Citra and Rowan, who are competing against each other to be these scythes, and these scythes are basically people who kill other people, or glean, as they call it, to control the population. So basically why they have to control a population is because mankind, they can't like die anymore because they solved all illnesses. They made it so you can make yourself younger, and you just basically can't die. So they have these special people who they feel are the peak of humanity, or called Scythe, and they kill off other people so that they can control the population and keep their resources accessible and just like have everything be like normal. So people, there's enough people in the world, but you could still baby make. So this brings us to an interesting question. Do these Scythes really have the best morals? Are they really the best people? And do they really get to decide who dies and who doesn't? Because that's just something that's a very big, you know, I think that's a very controversial topic. And even though they still need people to die so that they control the population, it's just, why do they get to decide who dies and who doesn't? It's just not something that a human should have, that I believe. And the reason why I think a human shouldn't have this amount of power is because you have to be very unbiased, and the way opinions can be swayed and be changed to make you so, oh, maybe this guy won't die, maybe I'll just kill him because of like what he did and like whatever, like, doesn't matter. Like, you have to be very unbiased, and I just don't think that's a human's capable of that because of their emotions and just human nature. Something that Cy Faraday said that I thought was very interesting was that if you want to be a Scythe, or if to become a Scythe, one of the first steps is to not want to be a Scythe, because if you want to kill people and you want to like be a Scythe and want that kind of job, then you're obviously not capable of having morals, and you're probably just gonna be in some kind of insane person, or you're gonna be selfish because you're gonna want the immunity for your family and yourself. Because Scythes get immunity, so they never die, and neither do their families. So basically, it makes a lot of sense that in order to be a Scythe, you gotta have to like not actually want to be a Scythe. And so that's basically all I wanted to talk about in my book and say. Really, all I have to say. It's a really interesting book. Really questions the human mind and its moral capacity, and how interesting that is. So yeah, you should check it out. I give it a 4.5 stars out of 5, because I'm almost never give a book a perfect 5 stars, because nothing's perfect. Nothing is perfect. Nothing. See ya.